This week, a new law takes effect in Florida. It attempts to reduce pharmacist errors by getting doctors to write more legibly. The federal government estimates that prescription errors cause about 7,000 deaths a year. Not all of those 7,000 deaths are caused by bad handwriting by doctors, but it's still an issue that can cause some harm. If you're a doctor or pharmacist and have had firsthand experience, give us a call. Joining us now is Dr. Michael Cohen, president of the Institute for Safe Medication Practices, and he joins us from his office in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Cohen.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Can you explain what your institute does exactly?
Sure. It's a nonprofit organization, pharmacists, nurses, and doctors, and we process actual medication error reports from practitioners from around the country. They actually write to us and tell us about mistakes that they've made in the hope that we'll keep their name out of it and then provide education to readers around the country to read our columns and our newsletters, et cetera.
Now, this is a serious issue, and yet it's almost sort of a joke among people that doctors always traditionally have bad handwriting. You can't read it. How do you deal with that situation?
Well, it is true that it's been a joke, and obviously we don't think it is. In fact, you know, there are some studies that show it's a pretty significant portion. One study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association showed that one-third of doctors have handwriting that's totally illegible to nurses and pharmacists that have to process these orders. But I don't think it's just doctors. It really is also pharmacists and nurses and others that can have bad handwriting. And unfortunately, when you're prescribing or processing drug orders or other treatments, it can be very serious.
Now, your organization has been lobbying for a national standard for electronic prescribing of medications. How would that work?
That's correct. Available now are systems that would allow doctors to enter orders on a computer, either a handheld device or a keyboard at their desk, and either print out a prescription, which obviously would be much clearer than handwriting, or actually in the Washington, D.C. area now and in Rhode Island, they're actually able to process prescription orders directly to the pharmacy. So it shows up in the pharmacist's computer in a queue, and they can actually then choose a specific patient's prescription and never even have to transcribe it. So it's these are systems that are available now, but there is some expense to them in some cases, and unfortunately, some of the doctors find these systems a little difficult to use, and so they haven't picked up on them yet.
What do you think of this new law in Florida?
Well, you might be surprised. First of all, I should tell you that I'm a pharmacist, and I've had to read a lot of prescriptions in my life and in my career, and I certainly, I'm in favor of legible prescriptions. That seems pretty obvious. And I know this was well-intentioned, but I have to say that I'm not sure this is going to be very helpful as a law that, you know, where you require good handwriting. I don't think it's going to happen. And this isn't anything new anyway. I think, you know, with a third of the doctors having illegible handwriting, pharmacists have frequently been called upon to, question things that are totally illegible. But you know what the real problem is? When something appears legible and the pharmacists don't recognize that and they get confused when they see one drug name that looks like another drug name, when the handwriting isn't so bad because they are spelled so similarly. And then, you know, even slightly bad handwriting can make one drug name look like another and it goes unrecognized. I think that's the biggest problem.
Some hospitals actually offer classes in handwriting for doctors. Are they effective?
I don't think they have a sustained effect. And you know, the biggest problem with, it's not the handwriting necessarily or the clarity of the order. It's that doctors are humans, you know, and they sometimes overlook things like drug interactions or duplications or allergies. And we need electronic prescribing to signal doctors when they overlook these things. That's a far bigger problem. So printing helps, but it's definitely not the and writing clearly helps, but it's definitely not the be-all that ends all. And, again, I don't think it would have a sustained effect. And a lot of the doctors don't take these courses either, even though they might be offered at a hospital.
Why is it that doctors have such bad handwriting, do you think?
I'm not really sure. I don't even know that there's a study that shows that doctors are worse than others. I really don't. But I think probably some of it has to be that, you know, there's so many interruptions and so many abbreviations and non-standard ways to write orders in hospitals. And also a lot of times they're actually writing orders in a rush and standing up, and they're not comfortable. And, you know, all those can impact on the handwriting. So if it is true that doctors have bad handwriting, that's probably some of the contributing factors.
Have you ever been through a handwriting class yourself?
I have to say, I did want to get to one. And I asked one of my physician friends to let me know, you know, where and when that meeting was going to take place at a local hospital. But unfortunately, he wrote me a note and I couldn't read it, so I wasn't going to get there.
Do you think that this is something that doctors, though, actually take seriously?
I think they really do, and I don't think they even realize that, you know, their handwriting could be misconstrued. I think one thing that everybody could do, and this is really for the healthcare consumers out there, they could absolutely insist that when they go to the doctor's office, get the doctor to put the reason for the medication on the prescription, because we've noticed thousands of name pairs over the years that have been confused. But if you put the reason for the medication down, very few of these name pairs are used for the same purpose. And that really signals the pharmacist as to what that medication is. They'd be able to pick up an error very quickly. So I think that's really important. And I would definitely not leave the pharmacy either without talking to the pharmacist and make sure that he tells you what that medication is for in his mind. And you hear the same thing from both the doctor and the pharmacist. I think that'll prevent a lot of the errors that we see.
Well, thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Lynn.
Dr. Michael Cohen is the president of the Institute for Safe Medication Practices, and he joined us from his office in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.